You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we hear about potential conflicts of interest between President-elect Trump's business empire and his role in the White House.
First, many of us have seen them, funny or awkward video clips from late-night public access TV, corporate training films, goofy exercise videos from the 80s. They might make you wonder, who thought this was a good idea?
Our next guest has made a living collecting and presenting these bizarre videos to appreciative audiences all over the world. It's called the Found Footage Festival. Showing is coming to Wisconsin, Madison, and Milwaukee this weekend. Nick Pruer is originally from Stoughton. He joins us now. He's the co-founder and co-host of the Found Footage Festival. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get started on this road, collecting these mostly VHS videos of weird stuff?
Well, I think like a lot of, you know, the great ideas that came from being really bored teenagers. We were looking for something to entertain ourselves in Stoughton and the early 90s. None of us had driver's licenses. So my buddy Joe and I would go to thrift stores and look for old VHS tapes that people didn't want anymore and try to find stuff on there to make us and our friends laugh. So we'd have people over to, you know, my parents' basement and watch these tapes and make, you know, a running commentary of jokes. And that's essentially what we're doing now. But, you know, now we have 6,000 plus videos in our collection to draw on, and it grows every day.
Does it surprise you the stuff that people film and think someone might someday want to see for some reason?
Yeah, consistently. I mean, you would think we've been collecting for over 20 years and touring for 12. And just when we think we've seen everything, we're, you know, surprised by something that was deemed worthy of putting on tape. Like, we found a video called How to Spot Counterfeit Beanie Babies. That was deemed worthy of an hour-long instructional tape about, you know, how to spot a counterfeit Beanie Baby.
You know, we've got the internet now. Oop, we lost you for a second there, I think, Nick. We've got the internet now, and people are videoing themselves, doing lots of stuff, posting online. But looking at some of these VH videos, man, there's something special about the weirdness that went on to those that I don't get in internet videos. What is it about that medium of the VCR tape?
Yeah, I think it was just a moment in time. It was sort of a new format, and so people were trying out new ideas, and there was still a naivete about how the format worked and what you could do. So there's a lot of experimentation, a lot of mom and pop operations. And I think, yeah, it was new. People didn't know that this stuff would be seen years later. So they were willing to try a bunch of weird ideas. And I think now people are more savvy. So, you know, if somebody's making a YouTube video, they know it's going to be seen all over the world. And there's sort of a savvy that comes along with that. I don't know, maybe it's not as endearing as the VHS era.
Nick, I want to get into some of the tape that you show, the video clips, and let's start with the video dating one. I'm assuming everyone in the clip is still single. We don't know that, but I'm a pretty good guess. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is a video that been lucky enough to meet other video collectors, and this one came from David Cross, the comedian and actor, and he got it from an editor friend who was living in California, and apparently worked for this company called Video Mates in 1987. So before Tinder or anything else, you would make a video, a 30-second pitch as to why people should want to date you. And there's a lot of sweaters and a lot of really questionable decisions about what to include in these descriptions.
All right, here's a listen.
Hello. I like an attractive woman, someone who might look like Christie Brinkley or Jacqueline Smith.
This is a very exciting time for my life because I'm just starting a new claims adjusting business.
I have a very strong sense of humor. I've read recently that everyone thinks they've got one, but my friends do agree that I do.
Kind of your typical research mathematician, I guess.
Walking down the street or just going out for letting me take pictures of her with my camera.
I'm a ham. I've been on Jeopardy.
I decided that I'm lonely, but I'd love to go roller skating.
Co-ed bubble bath sounds like a real fun idea I want to try out.
I seek a person who is childlike.
Somebody that'll embarrass you by ordering too much food or, you know, somebody like that.
Basically, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
I think it's important to point out that the research mathematician was dressed as a Viking. I don't know, that doesn't come through on the video.
Yeah, that's a visual thing. But yeah, you can just tell there's a lot of, I think like a lot of our best clips, it's funny, but there's some pathos behind it too. So you really kind of feel for these guys.
And there's another one here that you feature of a singer named Harvey Sid Fisher. What's the story behind this guy?
Yeah, he's a singer, songwriter, and amateur from Los Angeles who was really interested in astrology. So he wrote an original song for each sign of the zodiac and went down to record a video demo to send to producers. And I guess the funniest part to us is he brought along interpretive dancers to help him with these songs. So you won't see it, but in the background there are people interpreting his lyrics.
We'll give a listen to clips of those here. Harvey Sid Fisher.
Talking about the Taurus, talking about the bully boo boo.
Bully bully.
Talking about the Taurus, talking about the bully boo boo.
Bully bully.
Lib lib libra, lib lib libba, flirt and conquer, then withdraw. Lib lib libra, lib lib lib, then maybe might come back for more. I was born a Capricorn. I was born a Capricorn.
So, yeah, and the interpretive dancers add a lot. We are talking about the Found Footage Festival with Nick Prewer, originally from Stoughton. Some of these people have become famous, I think, in part because of the found footage. I saw the movie about Winnebago Man, a salesman who went viral, ended up a movie, and the movie includes him appearing at the Found Footage Festival. Can you tell us about this sort of accidental celebrity?
Yeah, you know, we were working, Joe and I were both working in Minneapolis on TV commercials as, like, production assistants and things like that. And whenever you're on a crew, we would always share the stories of the worst shoots we were ever on. And so we met a camera assistant who told us about a shoot he was on in 1987 for Winnebago RVs, like a promotional video, an internal video for salesmen. And the crew realized that the host had this terrible temper, and he kept losing his cool. And they just couldn't believe it, so they decided to leave the cameras rolling and capture this man's descent into madness. And the thing that like we appreciated about the video, and they gave us all the raw footage, was that he wasn't just angry, but he was an artisan of swearing.
Yeah.
Like he was just had a way with words and expressed anger in a way I'd never seen before. So and yeah, luckily for us, we were able to track him down and meet him, and it was like one of those like career highlights for us.
Well, right now we're talking with Nick Prewer, co-founder and co-host of the Found Footage Festival, which is coming to Madison and Milwaukee November 26th and 27th, respectively. And we've got another clip to listen to. This one was hard to stomach right before Thanksgiving, but tell us about Chef Keith Gerke.
Oh, well, yeah, this isn't found footage, but it comes from our love of awkward footage and awkward television. And instead of finding it, we just kind of created our own. So a couple of years ago, we were back in the Midwest for Thanksgiving, and we thought it'd be funny, instead of promoting our show as ourselves, we would try to book a fake person on morning news shows in the Midwest. So I posed as a rock and roll celebrity chef called Chef Keith, and I'd just written a cookbook about how to spruce up your holiday leftovers. So we sent press releases. I got booked on 6 different morning shows and wore a chef hat and made some of the grossest concoctions I could think to make, and then would try to get the anchors to try them on air. And all but one of them did, happily.
Here's a taste.
So this morning you're in luck. Chef Keith Gerke is here, author of Leftovers Right, Making a Winner of Last Night's Dinner.
I'm self-taught. I did not go to culinary school, and I'm kind of unorthodox. Are you familiar with G.G. Allen? Do you know?
Can't say I am. Tell me more.
Okay. How about a mashed potato ice cream cone? What do you think about that?
That's fun.
All right. There's a statistic.
G.G. Allen. We'll stay away from any food involved with him, and the ice cream cone and the blender. Briefly, as we wrap up, you are from Stoughton. Do you like getting back when you're on tour with Found Footage to Wisconsin?
It's so much fun. Yeah, we had it was a real honor because one of the first videos we found was a McDonald's training video that I found in the break room of the Stoughton McDonald's about McDonald's custodians. And so we were in Stoughton last time, and my old McDonald's manager came to the show, and we got to interview her about, you know, what she remembered about that tape and about me as an employee. And so it always comes full circle when we're back in town.
Oh, Nick, it's been a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was Nick Prewer, co-founder and co-host of the Found Footage Festival. You can catch the Found Footage Festival live on November 26th in Madison and November 27th in Milwaukee.
Coming up, we take a look at concerns over potential conflicts of interest between Donald Trump's role as a businessman and his role as the next president. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.